Felicity swims. Felicity tightens her goggles. Water has been seeping in at the sides. She adjusts the band of her ponytail and then pushes off into the water again, breaststroke this time. It is her favourite stroke, but not the fastest. She alternates breaststroke and front crawl usually, 10 lengths of breaststroke and then 10 lengths of crawl. Sometimes she puts one of the foam dumbbells between her legs and just uses her arms, which is good for toning her arm muscles. When Felicity learnt to swim, there were lots of exercises to improve her stamina and fitness and the efficiency of her strokes. Catch-up involved a front crawl arm movement divided. One arm would turn a circle in the water and, as it hit the water, the other arm would repeat the movement. This was good for improving the crawl stroke. Sometimes this exercise was performed using a float. She can't now remember a lot of the other exercises, but of course the children called catch-up ketchup, so that name has stuck. Age 10, she swam 3 times a week. Then school took over, but part of her reason for cutting down her swimming was that when she was 10, a 10-year-old boy swam the channel, so she'd missed her chance to be the youngest person to swim the channel. She used to be obsessed with being the youngest person to do things. She didn't break any records, though. Today the pool is a few degrees colder than normal, a sign at reception said. This should make her swim faster to warm up, but it doesn't seem to be doing so. She is not swimming very fast, and she is reluctant to put her head under the water. The wire of her swimming costume has become unstuck, and she has to keep fiddling with it to push it back into the fabric. Today the pool is empty. She prefers it when there are other people there. It encourages her to push herself harder. Even so, she keeps swimming, enjoying the feeling of the water rushing over her skin. She knows she is swallowing some water, but that doesn't matter. They don't use chlorine in this pool, but a far less strong disinfectant, ozone possibly, so the water doesn't taste unpleasant and doesn't sting her skin or eyes. She wears the goggles mainly because they improve her vision underwater. She is very short-sighted, but doesn't wear lenses or glasses in the water, so without goggles, everything is a green-tinted blur. With them, she can see white legs under the water, the stalks of giant mushrooms. She swims at her gym rather than at the public pool. It's a much smaller pool, so the lengths are shorter, and there is pipe music and shampoo in the showers. It is quiet here, a far more pleasant environment than the noisy public pool with the mixed changing rooms and the lengths that take forever to complete. As she swims, she thinks about things. With one part of her brain, she counts the lengths and watches her strokes and is full of energy. And with another part of her brain, she plans what she is going to do about situations back on land. Felicity started swimming again regularly about 2 years ago. At the time, it seemed to be her only option. She stopped being able to cope with the gym, all those sweaty exercise addicts with their coordinating outfits and fake tans and hair extensions and full faces of makeup for aerobics. She stopped caring about lifting weights. She stopped caring about anything, except somehow dragging herself out of bed in the morning and into the pool. In some ways, being in the pool is similar to being in bed. In fact, she could be back in her mother's womb. That's probably what it is about swimming, the return to the womb. She would love to say that she's noticed amazing physical effects, that she's really slim and toned now, but the swimming hasn't altered her physical form, as far as she can tell. She looks the same as before. Often, she doesn't feel like swimming. Or, more precisely, she doesn't feel like all the palaver that comes with it, taking her clothes off, getting wet, showering, putting her clothes back on, all the things that are all very well in a hot country, but that are a huge hassle in the English winter. But she does it anyway. If only she was as dedicated to all the other areas of her life that needed work as she was to her swimming. Someone has left a foam dumbbell by the side of the pool in time for her next set of breaststroke lengths, and Felicity grabs it and puts it between her legs. Soon she feels her arm muscles start to tire, but she is just going to do these next 10 lengths using her arms. It must be nearly time to get out. She looks at the huge clock down the other end of the pool, which reads 11:20 a.m. 10 more minutes to go. Still no more swimmers to keep her company, though. They must have been deterred by that lower-than-usual temperature notice. When she has finished her swim, she is going to wash her hair, and then she is going to have a productive day, she tells herself. She always tells herself this. Often she doesn't manage to achieve much else in the day. The morning is her most energetic time of day, and she spends it swimming, leaving everything else till the afternoon. But if she left the swim till later, she wouldn't do it. And at the moment, swimming seems to be the most important thing to achieve. She could join a swimming club. She could do lots of things. At the moment, she enjoys swimming alone. At the moment, she focuses on the water washing over her as she settles into the last few lengths. Felicity remembers other swims. She remembers swimming on her own in the hotel pool, outside, in a lap, before breakfast, as the sun rose over the mountains in the desert. Every day, before breakfast, she would get into the cold water, on her own, and swim while the sun rose and the water warmed up, and then inside for a huge breakfast. As the sun climbed higher in the sky, the red sandstone mountains around her began to glow pink. Even when she's on holiday by the sea, Felicity prefers to swim in a pool. There are no disruptive waves, no itchy sand, and she can see to the bottom of the water and knows what's there. No nasty surprises. She loves the synthetic turquoise of a good swimming pool and the patterns the tiles make on the bottom. Once, Felicity met a boy with a shark phobia who was scared that the sharks would be waiting for him in a pool or even in the bath. Felicity thought that was ridiculous and told him so. Pools are safe and transparent. Nothing can hide in them.